Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. New on AT&T Audience Network, the high-profile scripted drama Mr. Mercedes, based on the Stephen King New York Times bestselling book, a winner of the Edgar Award for Best Novel, and the story of a psychopathic killer who drives a stolen Mercedes into a crowd, and the recently retired detective who tries to bring him down. Co-starring in the series, Jarrell Jerome and Justine Loop, two of the busiest actors in the business, for Jarrell, his feature film debut in the Academy Award-winning film Moonlight, earning Jarrell and his castmates numerous accolades, including the Independent Spirit Robert Altman Award, recently wrapping production on the film Monster opposite Jennifer Hudson, a leading role in First Match, a graduate of the famed LaGuardia High School for Performing Arts, leading roles in The Laramie Project and In the Heights, writes his own poetry, a talented rapper freestyling since age 11, and Justine, a Juilliard graduate, started her career in Frances Ha and David Chase's Not Fade Away, on stage in Philip Seymour Hoffman's directed drama A Family for All Occasions, currently seen in the John Singleton FX series Snowfall, major roles in Younger, Cristela, guest starring roles in The Good Wife, Madam Secretary, Bull, Harry's Law, Shameless, Southland, and Deadbeat, and now Jarrell Jerome and Justine Loop in Mr. Mercedes on the AT&T Audience Network, Wednesdays 8 Eastern Pacific, and they join us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Hello.
Thank you, Ray.
You are good. You are really good.
Well, you did all that. I'm just telling people what you've done. I'm just the messenger in this case. You're the one with the talent that actually able to pull this off. Everybody is talking about this this adaptation, Stephen King. It's doing so well. Let's go back and talk just a second about the Mercedes massacre, the beginning of the story that killed 16 people. Give us a little background on that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the opening of the show. It's the very first scene, so it kind of just gives you it all at once. We're at a job fair, and there's a bunch of people lined up. It's around 4 in the morning, and everybody's just looking for a job. They're all online waiting hours. Some of them are asleep. Some of them are up complaining. And then randomly, a Mercedes approaches with its headlights off, and it stares at the crowd for a bit as the crowd's confused. And then, boom, the headlights turn on. And the car revs up and randomly plows into the crowd out of nowhere for no reason or any motive at all.
And we pick this up, 2 years later, the main detective on the case, Bill Hodges, has retired. And this case really bothers him. This is the one that got away.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because this really eats at him. And then suddenly Mr. Mercedes comes back and basically taunts him back into being involved in the case in an unofficial capacity.
Yeah, so basically since this happened, he's kind of gone on this downward spiral of not taking care of himself, feeling guilty, being haunted by it, and then he, 2 years later, becomes literally haunted by it when Brady Hartsfield, who is the, you come to find out, the man who committed this mass murder, starts taunting him and haunting him and trying to kind of get him to solve the case and drive him crazy and maybe even get him to commit suicide. And basically, Hodges takes it as a challenge and thus begins this cat and mouse game.
We're talking about Mr. Mercedes on the AT&T Audience Network, Wednesdays 8 Eastern Pacific. Jarrell plays Jerome Robinson, and you've described your character as sort of Hodges' sidekick. Explain, you're like you do a little lawn work for him, you're about to enter Harvard, and you're sort of the tech guy that guides him through the tech part of his life.
Yeah, I'm sort of the young, naive lawnmower of his. He just happens to be very brilliant. He's on his way to Harvard. This is the summer before. And so his main specialty is computers and IT work. And, you know, Hodges is sort of older, retired, doesn't know much about computers, so he kind of needs the best help he can get without using the police force. And that being said, I'm the one to do it. So I kind of just kind of joined him kind of from episode one throughout, getting deeper and deeper involved into something Jerome at first doesn't even know about.
Justine, you play Holly Gibney. She was one of the fan favorites in the book and people waiting for her introduction. Talk about, this is really a rich character, isn't it?
Yeah, she was a treat to play. She's pretty remarkable. She has some issues. She's OCD. She's on the spectrum. She has synesthesia, but all of these things are also incredibly valuable assets and attributes that kind of create this like beautiful character who's very open and honest and unfiltered and eager and curious. And I think all of these things that normally might make her a bit of an outsider in this circumstance with these two people that she meets, Jerome and Bill, let her kind of shine and rise to the occasion and flourish.
This is, it develops into a cat and mouse game, at times a deadly cat and mouse game, and the two of you were actively involved in this. Talk about how the story unfolds and really the suspense. We think, okay, we can't do much more next week, and then we watch the next episode and there's even more suspense in the week before.
Yeah. It's constantly building. I mean,
yes.
You start off and you're like, wow, this is intense. Whoa, holy moly. And then it never ceases to stop.
It gets crazier
just
and crazier.
Keep on going.
I mean, we just keep digging deeper into the minds of these characters, and then you start to realize that everyone has their own scary parts, you know?
Yeah, and it's pretty relentless in terms of just nonstop.
And even scarier, this is book number one. This is a trilogy, so we've got a couple more books that we probably will go through in the series. We're talking about Mr. Mercedes. Couple minutes left in the program, AT&T Audience Network, Wednesday nights at 8. Brendan Gleeson plays the detective, Bill Hodges, and he said, I don't think we have to go into the supernatural to find horror and chair. It's been described as a supernatural, less horror story. Talk about that aspect of it, because the characters and the storyline, you don't need all the supernatural elements to make the story shine. The characters do it.
Yeah, no, it really dives into the darkness that is part of this world as we know it, and it can be really frightening and complicated, and you see these characters all struggling to kind of move through life, and a lot of that goes into some pretty evil places that are almost as frightening as anything that is, you know, paranormal or, you know, elevated reality. It's like our reality, there's a lot of darkness.
Right.
And it really does explore.
For those that were fans of the book, and it shot immediately to number one on the New York Times bestseller list, the book stays pretty close, a few changes, but pretty close to the TV series stays pretty close to the movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few add-ons. Holland Taylor brings a whole new character to
yes.
the story named Ida. And that kind of brings a whole new dynamic. But other than that, I could say that
Holly's written as 40, and I'm not 40.
Holly, yeah, that seems a little younger.
I think it stays pretty close to.
One awesome thing is that Jerome Robinson actually has a father figure. In the book, you see his mother a lot, but here you actually don't see his mother. You only meet his father, and it's assumed that he's a single father. So I think that's a cool twist on it.
It's a TV series that has everybody talking. Mr. Mercedes, Wednesdays, 8 Eastern Pacific on the AT&T Audience Network. Two of the co-stars, Darrell Jerome and Justine Loop, with us on the program. Got about 30 seconds left. Darrell, for your a big 18th birthday, you auditioned on that day for Moonlight. You've got a birthday coming up in a few weeks. Anything major coming up in your birthday this year?
I don't know. Hopefully a Moonlight Part 2 will come out.
I was going to say, I would just stop with the birthdays at that point. I'm not sure they get much better than that.
I don't know. I don't know how I can top last year, but we shall see.
Mr. Mercedes, Wednesdays, 8 Eastern Pacific on AT&T Audience Network. Jerrell, Justine, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.